Like I always say, it's an agreement. If you don't want to do, don't, please, if I'm not your standard or you believe I'm not for you, I beg you, don't manage me. Don't come for me. Don't say, oh, let me just manage because she likes me. Don't think.
What's up, guys? You're welcome to your favorite Midnight Podcast show, The Midnight Shari Show with Sumnan. And today I have some very, very special guests with me here with me in the studio. And we're back after the very long break. Well, I'm going to be leaving them to introduce themselves.
Priye.
Hi, I'm Fumi.
Hi, I'm Kamsi.
Okay, and today we're going to be talking on a very controversial topic. Today's topic is all about cheating. So, first of all, let's start with what are your definitions of cheating?
For me, cheating is when you have an intimate moment with someone who is not your partner.
Okay.
For me, cheating is basically doing what you're not meant to do sexually with someone else.
So what is someone not meant to do?
Have sex with someone else.
Okay, so cheating is only about having sex.
Well, and other things. Well, like
other things like?
Like having sex, giving head, just like the main things.
So basically what you're saying is that there are main things and minor things. So what are the minor things?
A peck.
Okay, how are you, Kafi?
Well, I feel cheating is making your partner, either male or female, feel like you're giving the same attention and doing what you're going to so supposed to do with the other person, with another person. Like if we're supposed to be together, our things are supposed to be special. Do you understand? For the time that we're going to be together, don't be doing it with other people because that's basically like cheating.
Okay. For me, I'll say that cheating is like doing something with somebody else that you would not want your partner to do to you. Like anything that like you wouldn't want your partner to do to you that you do to somebody else is cheating. I know you're enjoying the episode so far, so don't forget to leave us a follow on your podcast platform, either Apple Music or Spotify, and follow us on our Instagram account at Midnight Shayo. Now we'll talk about examples of cheating.
Examples, basically fucking another person, basically.
Honestly, that's like a bit far, because like I feel like everybody already knows that that's cheating. Like, give us something a bit closer, something close.
Yeah, like dedicating your time to another person that like has no, let's say, means of importance. I'm not saying the person cannot be your friend, but if you give that special treatment that you're supposed to save for like your partner, and you're giving that other person, then what is your partner benefiting from?
Okay, I get it. How about you, Priya?
An example of cheating?
Yeah, examples.
Pecking, kissing, hugging.
So hugging is cheating.
Wait, there's a type of hug that's cheating. I wouldn't say cheating, yes. Okay, to me, there are three categories.
Uh-huh.
There's cheating, not cheating, but being disrespectful.
Okay, that makes sense.
And not cheating, okay. So if, okay, hugging, yes, not cheating, but being disrespectful and then not cheating. So like hugging, yeah, there's a kind of hug that you give another female. That is very alarming, especially if you have a partner. That one that they will hug them fully, the female's breasts will be on their chest. That needs to stop. Okay. Yes, that's not cheating, yes, but that's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Pecking, that's disrespectful, but it's not cheating.
Okay.
Kissing is cheating because your lips are mine. Why is it on another person's
lips, mouth?
Yes. Or fucking obviously is cheating. So it all depends. It's either you're cheating or you're being disrespectful.
Okay, how about you, Fumi? Do you feel like kissing is cheating?
No.
So kissing is not cheating?
Well, kissing is an act of betrayal, actually. But like, I wouldn't consider it as cheating.
Okay, so if your partner kisses somebody else, okay, your partner can kiss somebody else, basically.
He can't. He's not cheating, but he can't.
Why can't he if he's not cheating?
Why can't he?
Because it's not only cheating that can make me say, okay, I don't want to be with this person anymore. But like to me, like kissing is minor. and I do not consider it as cheating, but it is an act of betrayal. Like, it's enough for me to say no, I'm not doing it again, but I don't consider it as cheating.
Okay. So now, how about flirting? None of you guys spoke about flirting. Is flirting cheating? Is it not cheating?
To me, flirting is considered as disrespectful. There are some relationships here. If you're being, because naturally there are people that are very flirtatious. Me, I have that problem too, so I understand. And then my ex, one of my exes, he had that problem. But if you're with someone that's a very flirtatious person, okay. For example, because every relationship has its rules, yes? Like, if you're getting into a relationship, like, a relationship, yes, is basically a mutual agreement. So there has to be some rules that you draw and set so that that relationship will... So if you're dating and I know that you're a very flirtatious person, I'll be like, okay, see, I know you're flirtatious and everything, but then you should have a limit. Because there are some things that you will do. Like, there's this one guy that he was asking other girls for... nudes, commenting on their ass, everything. When his girlfriend found out, he said he was just flirting. That's not the type of
flirting.
There's a level, like, if you're my boyfriend, like, there's a limit to which you do stuff with, like, do you get? You can just playfully, harmlessly do. Not that you'd be telling the girl how much you're checking her ass out. No, that's
okay. Kamsi, would you say that, like, looking at other girls is cheating?
I don't see that as cheating, because me too, I'll obviously look at other guys, like, yeah, if I find you attractive, there's a difference, like, okay, us being together, that's like us coming to an agreement that, oh, we want this to work out, let's say we call it love, do you get? But then you are free to find other people attractive, but it's very disrespectful when you try and prioritize that person over me when I'm the one doing the agreement and making the sacrifice with you. Like, yes, because I find other people also attractive, but it's you I choose, and you chose me. So we should, because I respect you, you should also respect me. But looking at other people, it's your eye, you can look, just don't go far, because I will not be disrespected.
Okay, now let me ask this. Let's say there's two people here, and then they're in a talking stage. What I'm trying to say is that, can you cheat while you're in a talking stage? That's my question.
No.
You can't cheat in a talking stage.
Talking stage is like trial and error. So, like, you can't cheat in a talking stage. Like, that's the reason why you guys have not made things official. You still have your time to, like, explore. You're just like...
Okay, but, like, it happens now. Like, okay, let me give you a scenario now. For me, let's say you're talking to this guy, and then this guy goes and kisses another girl. You still come back and you say, oh, men are this, men are that. This guy is a red flag. That's a turn off. That's this, that's that, that's this. Why? Why would you say that?
Because
what? But you just said right now that cheating, that you can't cheat in a talking stage. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Priya, what do you have to say?
You can't cheat in a talking stage, yes. Uh-huh. But then, like I said, there's disrespect. If there's a, like... Just like the way we have levels before we enter a relationship, yeah? A talking stage has its levels. If I just started having a talking stage with you and I find out that you kissed another girl, like, it's really not that deep. Like, if I take... Do you get? But if we've reached... You know, there's something called the three-month rule. Yeah. If we reach 3 months, or should I say 4 or 5...
A year.
And you're keep with what? It doesn't make sense, because, like, it actually does not make sense, because there should be a level. You get, like, me, I can start a talking stage now, like, with, like, see, until I'm official, yeah, like, I won't allow that to stop me from going on different dates or something like that. You get, but then once I know that if you make it official and say, yes, okay, you're mine, I want us to be together, fine, but then there should be a level. You get, it's not that I'll be like 5 months, 6 months. Obviously, everybody will even know that we have a thing. You get, that's the thing. But if you just started talking 1 week, 2 weeks, if you kiss another babe, it's not my business.
Okay, so now, I would like to ask you guys questions, like, all of you. Have you been cheated on? Starting from you, Priya.
Yes, so.
Have you cheated on somebody?
No.
This is your laugh. This is your laugh. Yes or no? Have you cheated on somebody?
It depends on... It depends on what his view.
What do you mean by his
like,
babe?
No, you know the way you think you can think that oh your babe doing this is cheating, just like the way we are saying we have different opinions. So okay. If he thought it was cheating,
so what you did to him, if he had done it to you, would it have been cheating?
No.
Okay, now I'll come back to you. Fumi, how about you?
I've never cheated on anyone.
How about you, Kamsi?
It's like cheating is your hobby. I just go for the wrong guys.
Okay, now Kamsi, let me ask you, like, give us, yeah, okay, have you cheated, Kamsi?
No, I don't see any use in it.
You don't see any use in it. Okay, so now Kamsi, give us one of your worst cheating experiences.
Talking about experiences. So this one is, it was in my grade 12.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I had this boyfriend. Okay. At first, I will not lie, I didn't like him. I used him to get out of another relationship.
Oh, wow.
No, not like a rebound, like to escape.
Yeah.
You get, the other guy liked me and then he pressurized me in front of everybody. You know when you like accept somebody in pressure. So I was trying to tell him, but then he was now publicly making it and I was like, oh no, calm down, I don't like you like that too. But I don't have to tell you. Then the matter now got to him that, oh, I accepted this guy. And he was like, oh, I let him on. I was like, oh no, I didn't mean to. Sha, we've cleared up our friends. So the guy was a Muslim and all that, that kind of thing. Me, I'm that kind of person. I date for marriage. Even some people find it stupid, but me, I know.
So you were dating for marriage in grade 12?
No, I said no. Like normally, if he reaches, not that I'm saying, oh, if I date you, I'm marrying you. Do you understand?
No, I don't.
Like I said, dating for marriage does not necessarily mean, oh, when I see you, anybody I date is marriage by fire, by force. But like, do you understand? I would like to, like, I'm considering that dedication. Like, I'm willing to dedicate it to that point.
Okay,
if you're willing to, So now, at a point, because part of my mother's side, the Israelis are Orthodox, so very strict.
Yeah.
You know? So I already knew it was not going to work out.
Mm.
But I was there for a good time, not a long time. So at first now, the first 5 months of the relationship, he was all about me, everything.
Mm-hmm.
The first red flag, it's not a red flag for some people. I won't even really see it as a red flag because I'm a boy's female best friend. Mm-hmm. But I'm not like, I don't know, let me not shade anybody, but I'm not like the rest. I don't know how I'll put it. So his female best friend and that kind of thing. So having a female, not that I have anything against her, but having a female best friend is like kind of a red flag because like,
but you are a guy's female best friend. But then, a guy having a female best friend is a red flag for you. How does that work?
No, I said that's why I don't have anything against it. I said in his own case, it was kind of a red flag. Because that was also what... So like if I had seen it coming, I would have just left them and their friendship and I've gone my way. So she was his ex. She was his... The first girl he ever dated,
she was his ex.
The first girl he ever liked, so all of a sudden they were best friends. I didn't even know. It was like after 1 month, he was like, oh, that they are best friends, because I noticed that they were close. I said, okay, no problem. Then all the body contact, normal, like, okay, not that you hug a girl is bad, though, but his own hugging was different. He would go wild, you get. Like, he can come and, like, okay, let's say Fumi is here. I can come and, like, grasp her from her breast up. You know how inappropriate that is. So it's not like he cheated, but he was being disrespectful to me.
Yeah.
So I was, like, giving him warnings, like, stop disrespecting me. I literally sat him down, like, me, I don't go around grabbing boys' dicks or rubbing my boobs against them, even though it's not like I'm bluffing or... I said bluffing. It's not like I'm bragging, but then, like, my said boys were, you should get. So... Basically, it was him, like with other girls. I was like, okay, it's disrespectful. We talked about it. He said, okay, it still didn't change. I said, okay, let me just be patient. The one that got to me was there was a particular girl that liked him also before, like, we dated.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were official, the girl did not know. She was the last person to know. So she sent a note to him. I was like, oh, I really, really like you. Do you like me? Then he came and gave me the notes, and I was like,
my guy, you're the person she's asking the question. Why are you bringing it? It's not my business. Do you understand? Like, if somebody comes and meets me, oh, and me and you are together, and I'm like, oh, I like you, I'll tell the person, ah, no, me, I don't like you. Not even I have a boyfriend. If I don't like you, I don't like you. Should get. So him bringing it to me, I was like, are you dumb? Like, why are you showing me?
Yeah.
So am I your mother? I have to give you permission. Answer her the way you want to answer her.
Mm-hmm.
Should get. So I don't know what he did with that, but I think it didn't go well. Because the girl went to, because we were both in same hostel. So she went to hostel. She was raging. She barged the toilet door. She was crying. I came back. Oh, I said, let me make peace with her because I don't like problem. I talked to her about it. She was like, we could have told her. I was like, but didn't you see the signs that he was not feeling you, that kind of thing. I said, I'm not in the right position to shout talk before she takes it out. Oh. So she goes telling people that I stole her man. And I'm like, but your man is the one that came and met me. I said that he likes me. She get, if it's your man, then cage him. You didn't make the move. You didn't make the move until he made the move.
Yes.
So I thought that was where it would end. Then one day we had class in like physics lab.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go get my textbook. No science student, just like my teacher was not around, so we stayed with science students. So I went now, and then missing from class. She said she was going to the toilet. Him, he said he was going to the library. For me to walk into class, the door was slightly open. I was hearing some kind of noises. I said, the rest is for God. I said, let me open the door. I just saw both of them. I didn't even say anything. I was like, you know what? It's not today. I carried my textbook and went back. I did not bring up that topic again.
Yeah.
The one that now peppered me was...
So the relationship continued after this?
It continued. Fun. It was like a warning. Like, I endured too much disrespect. So I really did try. For every guy, I've actually tried. So me, I don't even have strength to be this strong head.
Okay, for me, oh, how about you? The one that you said they cheated on you.
You didn't even ask me.
No, I asked you.
Okay. So I had this guy now. And like, he had a best friend. And like...
All his best friends.
Exactly. Like, it's actually a best friend. Exactly. So like, he had a best friend now. And he had a best friend. And like, I realized that like, in that triangle, it wasn't a love triangle, but like in that triangle, me, him, and his best friend, that like I was at the bottom, like I was not, like from the start. And then I don't know why I kept going, like it was just like,
exactly,
fuck it, maybe he'll change, that kind of thing. But you can't change a man, my dear. So like, so like, he was always like close to the girl now, and I was like I'm not getting that same attention, like. Is she the one you're with or me? That kind of thing. And he was like, oh, that no now. Like, he knew her before me, that kind of thing, that they are closer and that, like, that she just, like, that kind of thing. Like, he would try and stop. He would try and stop.
Try.
Yeah, no. So, like, I now, like, one day, like, I was, like, almost crying because I saw them in the darkness, just like really being everything, and like, yeah, not really touchy, but like they were, like you could see that that tension was there. And me, I was just there with my friends and all. So I was telling my friends that, see, like really crying, that I don't even know what I'm doing, like this thing is looking like a mess, like what is this, is it only me, that kind of thing. So like they were like, just talk to him that there has to be something, that kind of thing. So like I called him, I was like, he was like, I should not worry about her, that is me that he likes, that she's just his friend, that they just have like a platonic relationship, it's nothing more than that. So I was like, okay now. And then as time started moving and all, like as we kept like going like forward and all, he was like that he thinks that I'm always with guys, he's feeling insecure, that I'm not making him comfortable in the relationship, and like he's always using her like to help him feel better, like she advises him, she's there as well, like his pillow, that kind of thing, to help him feel better, that kind of thing. So I was like, is that the reason why like they are that close? And I was like, yes, that he just feels insecure in the relationship because I talk to a lot of guys, that kind of thing. So I was like, okay, that let's try and work on it, like let's find our that kind of thing. He was like, sure, that let's find a solution. And then actually the thing is that people always knew things that I never knew, even though it was me in the relationship. Like I always heard things that, do you know that he was with this girl, like do you know that kind of thing. So like he was like they had a get together, like a hangout, and all, and like there were different girls there, and like he I didn't know about it, but like his friend came, like the best friend came, and all. And then I was like, calm. And then another person now told me that they saw him and the babe in the room doing stuff, and all. And I was like, oh, I see. And then now it's gone. And I like called him that, how far now, like see what I'm hearing, and all. He was like, that right from the start he has been telling me that I've been making him feel insecure, so like it was expected, like just saying shit, that kind of thing. It was like expected, and no. So
I was like,
okay. Wow. How about you, Pray? So like that ended the relationship.
Yeah, fast.
How about you, Pray? What about your own? Do you have any experience?
Yes, I do. So like there was this guy. He's been trying to, you know, we always have that one guy in our DMs that, like, they're always there for you no matter what. Like, if you give them a chance, they'll say yes immediately. So that was him, yeah? And I was like, he did not want to give up. But before that, yeah, I remember when he was in a relationship with one of my friends. Like, how will I put it, yeah? He liked her, but before that time, we used to run things, but then we stopped. So he now went to my friend. They now, like, had their relationship. They now stopped. So he now came back. Then I was like, okay, cool, everything. He was like, I really like you, this one, that one. Even I love yourself, everything. Then I was like, ha. Oh, he was not trying his best. And I said, okay, let me give this guy a chance. I gave him a chance. So you know, it's something when you don't like someone, yeah? But then you have this idea of, okay, maybe I'll like them very well. During the relationship. That was what it was. I gave this person a chance. We will FaceTime or do everything. See, the relationship was going to be safe because this guy was in he was far away. It was a long distance relationship. So like he will finish FaceTiming me. Then he will now go behind me and FaceTime one of my close friends. Note, this girl, when we were in secondary school, we were very close. Like I think she was the first person, yes, when I came to that school, when I was new, she was the first person that I talked to or something like that she talked to. I don't know, Sha, but we were close for some time. Even after our graduation, like, we were still, like, talking. So just for me to say, one time I posted him, yeah, and she was like, Priya, this your boyfriend is moving to me. I was like, ha.
Wait, is she supposed to be your friend?
Yes, she was my close friend.
Your close friend?
Yeah. She was like, this your boyfriend is moving to me. I was like, I know now, because he flirts a lot, so I thought that was just it. Then I was like, was this, but by that time, yeah, we had already broken up. Then I was like, was this, like, does she not know that we've already broken up? Because if we're already broken up and it's moving to her, that's not my business.
Yeah.
Then she was like, that she knows that we've already broken up and everything. Then I was like, okay, so was it before the relationship or after? She was like, before, that he was moving to her. I was like, okay, that's cool. There's nothing I can do. Even when I came to this base, yes, there was this one babe that I met. And then she was like, she knows him and everything. And they, like, he broke her heart. He messed her up or everything. I was like, ha, sorry, yo, maybe he will change. He met my other close friend, like, as if he wanted to go around my friend group. Like, if you go to the group chat now, the female group chat, you will see that he's the one guy that has been passed around. Because he was going for my close friend too. And everybody warned me, oh, Priya, don't date him. I thought I could fix her.
That's what happened though, just for me to find out after the relationship. Thank you. After the relationship, that's when, after a FaceTime, this guy will go and FaceTime my close friend and he will jerk off. Yeah, and then she sent him her nudies. And him, yes, you know that Dropbox, yeah, FIFA, so he was in support of it. So I'm just thinking, if he drops her nudes, she's gonna, because I know the way she is. She's, and he thinks that, I know, if you're listening, I know that you did it. And you, girl, I know. I'm coming for both of you guys.
Okay, well, pray. Okay, so now let's, like, okay, now my question is, like, these other girls, like, okay, I know you guys will say no, but like, have you guys ever been that other girl? For me. Like, okay, like now. Yeah, like now, let's say, okay, Pre's own, Pre and that guy that was, that the girl was sending nudes and all that. Have you ever been that girl that is cheating? Like, yeah, into a relationship. For me, you have been thinking since. It's like,
no.
Like you have. Just okay, say
cheating, no, like they've never used me to like cheat on their partner.
Then what have they used you to do?
Like they've like to provoke left their partner for me,
and they've not kissed you for their partner.
Okay, until they ended.
Okay, they ended before they came to you.
They ended.
Are you sure they ended?
I'm not sure they ended, but like I shall know that the partner found out about me before we. Like,
so let's just say you your own is pending. How about you, Kamsi? Have you ever been that other girl?
It's God, oh no.
Okay, okay. How about you, Pre?
Partial.
We have partially been that other girl.
No, when it comes to like, let me say, physical,
yeah,
or sexual something, no. But let me say, flirting.
Mm.
I've been in that situation.
So like, okay. Would you like, okay, knowing fully well that this guy is in a relationship?
I did not know.
Okay, you didn't know.
No, I did not know.
Okay. So, like, now, my question now is that knowing fully well that this guy is in a relationship, would you still go for him?
Ah, am I mad? See, no, it's just like saying this man is married and I'm going for him. Please.
Ah, there are girls, there are women that go after marriage.
That girl, that's why I'm different. I can't do such.
But it's possible that the guy can leave his babe for you, like, yeah, Fumi.
It's also possible that he can leave me for another babe. So
okay. So, Fumi, you, can you ever be that girl?
Please, what girl?
Like the girl that that will go for somebody, like a guy that's already in a relationship that you know fully well.
Already in a relationship,
yes.
Like they're dating.
Yes.
No.
Now this one that I emphasize, now which one can you be?
Like he's in consideration stage. Like I said, options are limited,
mm-hmm,
when you're in a talking stage.
Mm.
So he might feel that babe is not for him, and me and him we like reason together,
mm,
and we feel there's something,
mm,
and like something happens, it's understandable. Not when like they've gotten to their 3 month stuff and it's now me he's coming to, like, I feel like that doesn't make sense.
Okay, so now like, okay, we'll be talking about guys that have been cheating, like, but there's girls that also cheat, right? Mm. So what's your take on girls that cheat? Come see.
Girls that cheat are scorpions.
Why? So guys that cheat are scum, then girls that cheat are scorpions.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, generally, I'm not even doing based on gender. Forget that on my story, I post men as scum. I also post women as wicked. I know my gender. But then, like, you cheating. Why are you doing something that you know when somebody, that person does it for you, you will be angry, you will be pissed. Like, it's hypocritical. Because I've noticed this in most boys. I'm just talking like as per, if, yeah, once they start cheating, they start getting defensive and like, oh, start blaming you. Oh, you're seeing other guys. Even if the girl might be seeing other guys, do you, mm-hmm, understand? It's not because he's having an intuition. It's because he's feeling insecure because that's what he's doing to her. Like me personally,
mm-hmm,
when my own started chopping food elsewhere,
mm-hmm,
he came out complaining that, oh, me, I used to see guys in the night in hostel because I resumed before him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, oh, I'm working with other guys. He threw a tantrum. He'd be vexed. And you see me here actually not even talking to boys.
Yeah.
I reduced.
Yeah, no. Me, Kamsi, I can vouch for you. I know that you were very, very loyal.
Like, anytime, anything that would. implicates me, I will just leave it. Like, how many people, like, even my close friends, they don't even come to see me. The boys, I had to reduce the way I interact with them, just so that he won't feel. So, now see me with the idea, like, oh, maybe his ex scarred him. But me not knowing that he was being the hypocrite. Mm. And he claims that he thought I was cheating. That is why he cheated. Me, and I've seen...
But, like, you know that that's, like, the mentality that, like, okay, if... Okay, like you now. Okay, Fumi, let me ask you a question. You, if your guy is cheating on you, would you rather cheat on him back or break up with him?
Break up with him.
But there's some... Pray, how about you?
Oh, no, I'm not breaking up with you. I will cheat first with your best friend and then I'll break up with you.
Uh-huh, so, you see, this mentality is something that creates it. Yeah, it's very toxic.
Yeah, it's very toxic, but if you're being toxic, I'll be toxic too. That's what we talk
about. So you feel like two wrongs make it right?
No, it's not going to make it right, but I just want to be petty.
Oh wow, come see.
No matter how, like when he told me, oh, he assumed that I was cheating, I was like, but I did not give you a reason. That was just you going far with your head. You assumed. Like, I feel like if you're insecure, do not date a pretty girl. Because I won't even lie, he's not the only guy. I mean, he was not the only guy after me, but he was the only one that had my attention. He was the only one I would be loyal to. He was the only one that had on my mind 24. I even pinned him on my Snap.
I take pinning very seriously. I've never pinned anyone in my life. If I ever pin you on a guy, just know you're special.
Like, I pinned him on my Snap, like, oh, like, I'm a bad texter, to be very honest. But then, like, I pinned him so that, like, anytime his message pops, I would just reply without that kind of thing because he complained that I was not available. But then you, what just put me off was when he said, oh, he thought that I was cheating. See me here, breaking myself into two, trying to
make it right.
And when I'm actually not even doing anything. So even when I confronted him about the issue, when he was like, oh, he's sorry. And I was like, no, because you don't know the damage you've done. But then I tried to look at it like, oh, I don't want to look like a hypocrite. Like, oh, maybe I cheated and he didn't catch me. But I was like, let me just let you know. I'm clean. I'm very transparent. Anything I do. Do you get, like, if I want to argue with you, I'll argue with you. Me, I can never be a hypocrite. It disgusts me. If I know I cheated or something like that, I won't come and shout at him like this. I'll just be like, me, even if I cheat, but that's the thing with me, but if I cheat on you, I'll tell you because I'll feel so bad.
Okay, yeah, that's a question now. If a guy cheats on you and tells you, is that better or would that make you like, okay, how do you feel?
Honestly, if you cheat on me and you tell me, I'll give you respect.
You give him respect, but would you still stay with him?
See, but I can see, I will not lie. If I'm in love with you, like the way Christian Rock loves Babyface, I'll stay with you. Like, if I'm deep, there was one guy, I never dated him. I think you know him.
Yeah, I mean.
If he comes back to me today, I promise you I'll drop every single thing. And if you see, I don't know why there's. Oh, I think he's my first love. That's why he's still in my heart. But then I know that if I was with him, yes, and he cheated on. He's the guy that said no. Like he was the person that told me that he was like he used to hug girls with all his passion.
Okay,
and yes, we peck, we do this one. And me, I don't do anything. Do you get?
That time you were still young.
Yes, he will come and tell me. Oh, kiss me, everything. And I'll be like, okay, I'm coming, everything. You go downstairs, I'll sing with another babe or something like that. I guess what? I kept quiet because what? I was blinded. That's it. I just feel like there's always that one person. If I really, really love you, if you cheat on me, I'll take you back. But then if you cheat on me more than once, maybe the love will start dwindling.
That's wrong. Like, for this person, if you had cheated on me once, do you get? I'd say, okay, maybe influence of alcohol or maybe congee. There's a way I would reason it. And if you tell me, it takes a lot of load off. Do you get? For the fact that you even regarded me. Because I know there's no amount of... For me, there's no amount of sorry that can replace that cheating. If I choose to forgive you, it's just because of love. Because you can't tell me sorry. Because how long we've been together, you forgot my feelings for that day, for that second, for those hours. Because if I disregarded you, like I can drop you like this. But you understand... A relationship, it takes sacrifice and dedication. That's why I feel like all these people playing around. I take talking stages and all these type of labels seriously. Like you cannot just come and be doing this thing and say, oh, you're not friends with benefit. Oh, you're not in a relationship. You have to be one because if not, both of you are just wasting your time.
But I mean, if you are not exclusive, like if you are not exclusive, like you don't really owe the person any respect.
No, I'm not saying, I said no to yourselves, what you are. Because in this situation of friends with benefits, somebody will now come and catch feelings and then come and somebody will get hurt. Like, just know that, okay, know the person you're doing something with. You can be like, oh, maybe we might get exclusive at the end. Not that we'll do strictly friends with benefits. When I now catch feelings, you will not come and break my heart.
But you people started as friends with benefits. And if there was no prior agreement that after the friends with benefits, something will come of it. So why are you angry when the guy doesn't want anything more?
I've never had a friend with benefits.
It's just a scenario.
Okay, okay. Well, I just feel like being in that position with someone, having that kind of connection, like...
What about if there's no emotional connection, if it's just sexual connection?
And you guys, and someone starts catching feelings, and the person does not want, or what's your point?
The other one does not want.
Then it's fine. They don't want anything. Like, I don't feel like you owe the person any explanation like that.
Like, if you are doing friends with benefits with someone, and then the person, one of them, catches feelings, and then you don't want, and then you go and start doing other things, is that cheating?
And like, what's your take?
My take is... Okay, yes, I've had that relationship with someone before. And the guy caused feelings. And then his friends now came to tell me, oh, Priya, he really likes you. What? From the beginning, I said, don't catch feelings. Don't catch feelings. He went to God. It's not my business. Why do you catch feelings? Vika, I will leave you there. Like, I will just... Because I don't like you. Like, it's just for fun. Like, I sound like a very wicked person, but then before you enter something, know that you have the ability to not
hold yourself.
Yes, to hold yourself. Don't catch feelings, though. Don't catch feelings.
Okay, so between guys and girls now, who do you think cheats more?
Guys.
No. Wait, calm down.
Answer
and why.
Okay.
Oh, I believe it's guys, because... I don't want to say you don't have anything to lose, because if I say people now be like, why am I generalizing the equal rights? But I mean, like, I feel like guys cheat more because you can get away with it.
So you feel like a girl cannot get away with cheating? To me, I feel like if a guy and a girl are in a relationship or in something, and then the girl cheats on the guy, and the guy cheats on the girl, like, different these things.
You know what,
like, if... Okay, not even if my guy don't cheat on me before. Hey, like, me and you are like together, and then you're going with multiple women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one losing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one losing because, like, multiple women are getting that, like, maybe the bare minimum, the attention, the everything that I'm asking from you. Mm-hmm. Do you get, like, you're becoming a public toilet, you're distributing that affection, and the insults and disrespect goes to me. Now calm down, I know you're a bit confused. Yes, me also being like a girl and I cheat on my guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you'll be disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also the one losing at least, because
how are you losing?
Let me land now. Look, okay, where
sorry,
they go.
Sorry.
I will be termed an ashawu. And
so guys are not termed ashawu. No. Okay. Sorry.
I will be termed and seen as a show, which in future purposes, these boys can sit together and be like, they ran me. But girls will never sit together and say, oh, they ran this boy. More of like, oh, he did you. Oh, he did me too. That's just the difference. My self-respect is gone. Even though I'm disrespecting my boyfriend too, I'm disrespecting myself more.
Okay, that's actually, I agree with you. How about you, Priya?
Men cheat more.
Why?
According to Google.
What do you mean by according to Google?
20% of men cheat
after
getting married, and 13% of women cheat while getting married. So men cheat more.
No, we're not talking about marriage, we're talking about relationships. Like, where, what
we see.
Marriage is
a relationship.
Men cheat more. Because some guys have this mentality that, oh, you know, basically the way women are termed jewels in the society or gems in the society.
Mm-hmm.
If you have one, if you can be able to polish her, like, use her and dump her, you use another one, use another one, use another one. Like, guys have this feeling of, like, they
they see women as trophies, not all guys though. Do you get? So if I've had this babe, If I go to the boys' hostel or the boys' group chats, oh my guy, I don't bang like four babes today. I say, hey. If I'm a girl, yes. And unless I'm really, really close with these girls, yeah. Before I tell them, okay, so I was with this guy, I went for a party. I gave head to like five guys. The other ones played with my boobs, everything. Those girls that you went to that room to tell like, let's say they're not your close friends and just my girls, if your matter doesn't even cast in that girl's place, some girls be looking at you like, she allowed them to touch her, now she's an ashamed. Do you get? But if these guys, hey, baba, you be boss, so Reese, see, so it's very different.
So is that why you think guys cheat more?
No, it's facts. Guys cheat more, but then that's just a point to back it up.
Okay, Fumi, how about you?
Yeah, I feel guys cheat more.
Why?
Cause like Kamsi said, to be fair, like, I'm not being judgmental or anything, but like, they actually have nothing to lose, cause they are guys. Like, they don't really have their self-esteem to hold that. Not esteem, self-worth to hold that much. So yeah.
Okay, so now what or why do you think people cheat? Like, what's the reason for people cheating, Bri?
I think people cheat because they don't have self-control.
Self-control? Do you really think that that's the reason?
That's one of the major reasons, because if you're in a situation whereby you're tempted to do something, it's all about your self-control. If you have the ability to say no, because there can be this really hot chick now, your girlfriend is at home, and she's like throwing herself at you. Like, it's the ball is basically in your court. Yes, it's either you want to get down with the babe, or you muster the courage to say no. I have a girl at home. Like, even if this babe is way attract, like, more conventionally attractive than your babe or anything, like, if you really love this babe, like, that, you get, that will give you the zeal to be like, okay, no, I don't have to do this. Let me have self-control.
Okay, Fumi.
Well, I feel like people cheat because they feel sometimes that they deserve more than they have, or they feel like what they have is not enough for them. They're never satisfied.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so yeah, if a guy feels like, oh, I'm fine, and like, this babe, she's acting up, or like, what's the point, let me just shift small, like, that's a good reason to them.
Okay, my problem with what you said now is, and a guy, why did you have to say
because
a guy?
I'm a girl, like, I'm saying, like,
yeah. But a girl too can feel like she's too fine. Come see how about
I feel it's all about mutual respect. Like, let's say me, for instance, now, if I had a guy and I go and like cheat on him, my reason would be, no, I don't cheat, but I'm like giving an instance.
When you are ready to start cheating, this is why you cheat.
No, this is not why. No, please. Like, I feel like some people would be like, oh, this person is not going to react, or I don't really rate this guy, I don't really rate this girl, maybe this person is better, or he's not good in bed, she's not good at giving head, maybe this person is better, that kind of thing. But I feel like if you just had that respect, like, you place that person like high, like, oh, this person has done so much for me, or I just see this person with so much respect, I don't think I'd want to ruin our relationship or do something. Because you won't even like it if your parent, like, let's say, like, your father now goes to, not your father, somebody's father goes and cheats on like the person's mother. Obviously, the person won't be happy now, because like, daddy, you don't respect mom again, that you're going to, and the children, you're going to, like, children wise, like, you made your vows in front of God. Like, God was your witness, everybody else was your witness.
No, this is going too far. This is marriage.
No, I'm just giving a reference, yeah, an example. So, but based on relationship wise, like I always say, it's an agreement. If you don't want to do, don't. Please, if I'm not your standard, or you believe I'm not for you, I beg you, don't manage me. Don't come for me. Don't say, oh, let me just manage because she likes me. Don't think.
I don't settle for less. Settle for less. You think I'm the less, don't settle for me. And if I think you're the less, I won't settle for you.
Leave me.
They
leave me.
Type. Date what you want.
If you're into skinny girls, go for skinny girls. Exactly. Guys, are you hearing? If you're into thick girls, go for thick girls. Short girls, go for short girls. Tall girls, go for... Don't go and date a skinny girl and you like a thick girl. And then you'll be fucking a thick girl and be saying this one.
I don't want any if I had known situation. Like, just...
Exactly. I don't want that gist. Go and...
Do you even know the stupid reason? Or say, oh, no, this one is wife material, but this one, she's good at this stuff.
If you want a girl that will be your servant, she will just be cooking for you. There are girls like that. Go and do it.
I dated you when I was in this phase. Now I'm in this phase. Like, exactly.
Are you stupid? Like, if you know that...
Light-skinned girls, go for light-skinned girls. Dark skin, go for caramel skin. Go. Simple and short.
If you know you cannot pull your type... Then sit down, look at your level, and chase that.
Know that you have this girl now. You see her. Girls that have their types, their standards are high. See, if you not have the ability to take care of this babe, you will not be insulting this girl and say women are scorpions and everything. Once you have the ability to take care of that woman, see, woman doesn't have problem. It's just for you to have money and be. Do you get? It's just for you to meet. Yes.
Like me, for instance, at a particular stage in my life, my standards were so freaking low. Like, I wouldn't even want shishi from you. Like, even buying food for me, it was not even like part of an option. Do you get? And there's two guys that fucked up that opportunity. But now that my standards are high, I'm not getting anyone until you meet them, and that's period.
If you know that the babe that you want, her lifestyle, you can't afford her life, don't go for it. If you know you can't see, if you know your bank accounts can't maintain that, see, better go for Nkechi or whoever. Was don't go and go for
cannot handle.
Please go for your pockets, go for the one that can handle your pocket, or be the one your pockets can handle
your size.
Okay, so now I want to say, you guys said that that guy cheats because, let's say, they didn't go for their type, they went for this type and that one is their type. What about if they went for you are their type, and then this other one is their type, this other one is their type, this one is their type? So what's the issue there?
You can't eat your cake and have it too. You think if, sorry, I'm bringing religion into this, you think if Jesus wanted to live his life, you think he would die for us? You have to pick one and be straightforward. Everything is a choice, like good and evil. You have to choose one. Heaven or hell is up to you. You cannot choose to be in between. Are you okay?
Like, and apart from the person being your type, the personality is there and everything. So like, you going to that person because of she has that body you like, that complexion you like, that kind of thing, doesn't make sense. Like, it means that is what you're running after, not what I am, that kind of thing. So like, that's
there's also the saying that men don't go for what they want, but they go for what they can get.
Yes.
Do you get?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this babe is someone that you know you can get, they'll go for the yes, that's it. But then let me say, the one that they know that they can't go for, but that's exactly what they really want, they just don't have the capability. Do you get? So yeah.
Okay, so Misha, the reason why I feel people cheat is honestly just because of satisfaction. Like, they are not satisfied enough, or like, there's also sometimes when you're in a relationship, you're in something, but like, you're no longer feeling it, like you don't want it anymore.
I don't think cheating is the way. Like, just call the person.
It's not feel for some people, because some people really don't know how to end something.
Yeah, it's hard.
For example, if I'm a guy, and I know that my babe is really the thought of breaking up with her, that one, but then again,
cheating is better. So just think
for, because at the end of the day, like, you get, like, something bad will happen. So just, it's either you cheat and break her heart even more, or just break her heart now. One day she will woman up and get over it.
She'll give you so much respect, like, even though she reacts like, oh, you broke my heart, you broke me, later in life she will still thank you for being honest with her. Like me, one point in my life, there was a guy that we did just 12 days trial, now we tell, I go call him, we were young, sha. So he came to me and he was like, oh, he's not feeling this and that kind of thing, and me, I liked him, but like, not like that, but then like, I respected him for at least telling me, because it was the other guys that I've been with, they'll just, you know, go and cheat. And then when I find out, oh, I wanted to tell you, I was not feeling you after. But like, that's why he's like my only ex that I even still like relate with, because I feel like he was mature enough at that level.
That.
Even though the guy they do kona, not they accept the words. Hopefully, we'll not listen to this podcast.
So, guys, are you hearing? If you listen, no. Guys, are you hearing? If you no longer feel your babe, just tell them. It's better than cheating. Yeah. Okay. So now, final question: how do you come back from cheating? Like, how do you? Like, is there a coming back? Is there redemption for me?
Cheating has different levels, I must say. Mm. And if you've, like, if the kind of, like, if what you've done, I feel like, wasn't so bad, or, like, you, it wasn't really your fault, then of course there's, I'll give you a second chance. But, like, if you know what you did, you aren't feeling sorry, you're gaslighting, like, all these things, then no, like, fuck, I'll drop you.
I feel like, well, if you cheat... We cheat on me, but it depends on your apology. Do you understand? Like, okay, let's say, like I said, if you cheat on me like once, maybe it was like alcohol or influence, or maybe you did it and then you truly realize, which I don't believe, Sha. Truly, sorry now.
It happens,
but you truly realized your mistake.
Yeah.
If you know the worth of that girl, and if there's a capability, she will take you back. If you really love her, you will go the extra mile, because love has no boundaries and no limits. Mm. If you want her back, because you've lost her, you've disrespected her, you've caused her so much pain. Even if it's just, let's say, like, okay, you just fucked this girl, or you just grabbed this girl, touched this girl, that kind of thing, and she's not your babe. But people talk. People will talk behind her, people will insult her. So how do you expect her to recover from the ones that she has known and the ones that she has not known?
People, the society alone. If you find out that this man cheated on you and then he apologizes, does everything, you take him back, they will still insult the female, not the male. Yes.
So I feel like to kind of balance it depends on the apology. Like, I feel like, let's say, okay, if he does, I won't say I'm not materialistic, but if he does like a grand something, do you understand? Like, to prove that he's genuinely sorry. I don't think I can give an idea of a grand something. Yeah. Like, let's say, do a whole flower, do I say courtyard, a big words, and say sorry, something.
So flower courtyard is not grand.
How is that? I cannot give a definite example.
Okay, let's say he writes a letter, and maybe, I don't know.
Chop your letter.
And you say you are not materialistic. Pray, how about you? How do you think a guy should apologize?
Do something that's intimate. Like, I'm not just on the type of intimacy I'm talking about. You can literally do intimate stuff. Like, intimacy has to do with care, like, all those stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's some things that a guy will do that I'll be like, you don't even need to spend money, do you get? But then if you do it, yes, as long as it's, like, genuine, like, if he's in that groveling stage that, okay, he wants me back, he does everything in his power. Let me say he does something that he normally would never, ever, ever do. Do you get? I'll be like, okay, I can, and like I said, it depends on how much I really like. If I really like you and cheat on me once, I will not even like my cell phone. I will take you back.
Like, I don't know. Maybe because like Kamsi and Priya, they've probably like really liked someone that much. Like, personally, I've never been in love.
Yeah.
Like, I've never really loved someone.
I've not really loved. I just said really
like. Calm down, Priya. I've said love like 8 times here.
I've said love.
I've said first love.
Okay, that was first love, but I didn't love you. Like, we all call someone our first love.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has a first love.
Yeah.
But then, like I said, I really, really, really liked him. You can play this thing back. I never said, please, I do not love you.
Pray love demo.
Like, I've never been loved. So, like, I can't.
You won't take it.
Yeah, I won't. If it's so bad and they don't feel sorry and they are gaslighting, like.
So cheating is a deal breaker for you.
Yes.
Okay, I know I said last question, but like, okay, let's say the guy has cheated in his past or something like that. Would you still take him?
I don't understand. He has cheated in his past.
Girl. Yeah, like,
okay,
his past.
Like your new guy.
Yeah, would you take him?
You go take a CBO.
If I'm taking you back, I'm taking him back with risk.
No, this is a new person. Like, he didn't cheat on you, but in his past.
if I'm taking you, I'm taking you like with risk, like my heart to be doing bim bim big bim. Do you get? Because there's this saying that there's once a cheater, always a cheater, but then I don't necessarily believe in that saying. But then yes, but then
and I want to hear this side of the story, is like the two sides, the girl's side.
No, but the guy came to you, he told you, okay, this is it, I've cheated on this girl, I did this, I did this, I did this.
I want to know what
happened. Tell you everything, you explain to you everything.
He might not. I'll respect him, the fact that he told me that he cheated on one babe, you get. But then there's always going to be that part of me that sometimes it might just come out, that little bad, like, you know, we all humans have this one insecure part of, like, to just come and this bad negative thought to be like, he might cheat on you, do you get? But then if you've shown that, okay, you're a change person, I don't mind. Everyone be thinking.
Sorry, let me rephrase that letter and please, I don't mean chop your letter. Like, okay, yes, I will not lie. Like a heart, I'm a words of affirmation and acts of service person and gifting. But gifting is my own love. That's what I do. Gifting. Gifting. So, but I really like long paragraphs, because me, I like writing. Like, I like this way of expressing, because I'm right from childbed. I don't used to
talk
in public. I only talk with like my close friends, but like in front of people, I can't really express myself. You know, this one is phone, so you know.
Microphone, please.
Microphone. No. Sorry. Yeah. So, if you like, okay, I feel like I'm a sucker for love, Sha. If you go to like such an extent, like I said, love has no boundaries. You have to really, really prove that, Omo, you know you fucked up, and Omo, it's only me that you want back. Not that you do and come and be giving me mixed signals. You come and do today, tomorrow you come and ghost me and be doing rubbish. Me, why I was even still rethinking mine was because he was giving me mixed signals, and I just had this mentality, because like the cheating was not just... It was not just one time.
How many times was it?
I can't even count, man. I don't know. The story is left for both of the people that did it, you know.
All of them, since there are many.
Yeah, since there are many, so I've heard. Me, I choose to believe him, but I also have standards. Yeah. It's like, me, I feel like it's not only the cheating, it's like other factors were part, and I've like warned him. So the cheating was just like, just filled up the cup to the brim, like everything. So I just, and me, I'm not beefing
with him
personally. Like maybe if I see him and I'm like I'm just angry, like why, that kind of thing. Like we were so close, like we were G's, do you understand? But then like at the same time, me too, I cannot too blame you, but me, I know I'll never do that. Me, I know I'll never do that to you, Sha, do you get? Or any guy I meet in the future. But Sha, everybody knows what they were having in. Yeah, everybody has to, you know, he knows what he was thinking when he did it. Because he cannot be like, oh, he was senseless when he was doing it. No, he knows what he was doing. He knows this is going to happen and everything. So me, I don't know what was going through his head, Sha. Mine was, maybe it was right time, wrong person. Maybe I'm not his person.
Or wrong person, right time.
Right time, wrong person. Yeah. So maybe I'm not his person, and it's okay to let go if sometimes it does not work out and that kind of thing. Maybe sometimes it's like a sign telling you, oh, this person is not for you, that kind of thing. Me, I'm okay. If he genuinely came to meet me, I'm like, oh, I fucked up, and he's like, oh, he likes the girl, nothing, I will not fight. Who am I fighting? I will not even beat myself up. Like, it's your choice. Because me too, if I would like another person and tell you tomorrow, oh, I don't like you, I like this person, you understand?
Yeah.
I expect you to also let me, like, not to keep a grudge. Like, you'll be pained, yeah? But, like, you can't come and beat me or anything, because last, it's still that person's choice. And I can't control you. And it's a free world. So, anyhow, I will just keep peace with anybody.
Okay, we've come to the end of this episode. Thank you very much, Fumi, Kamsi, and Pri for being on this episode. We'll definitely have you guys back sometime in the future. To the listeners, don't forget to tune in every Wednesday by 11:59 p.m. for a new episode. Thank you very much for joining us today.